Forgive You. Come on, that is so classy. What a beautiful production as well, and those harmonies. Now, I'm joined by Ed Holland, lead singer of Hurricane Highway, who you just heard there with the track called Home Team. I've played them on the show several times this year, including the track Cool With It, which we're going to end the interview with. A 10-time Grammy-nominated, multi-award-winning band, US single Baby I Do was at number 46 in the charts, and they had a number one Nashville album, and they've got the fourth week on the top of the Hot Disc British and Irish Pop as well. So congratulations, and 10,000 streams.
Absolutely, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me on. It's absolutely fantastic to talk to you. Yeah, 10,000 streams already on I'm Cool With It, which is up on Spotify, and it's on all the platforms wherever your listeners get their music. And yeah, we're absolutely blown away by the response to this song. It's been phenomenal. And as you say, before that we had Baby I Do out in America, which went to number 46, and we were so chuffed by that. And and I'm Cool With It, our new single, is 4 weeks at number one on the Hot Disc British and Irish top 10 and the European top 10. So we've the double. So 4 weeks, and hopefully going into the fifth week. So please God, fingers crossed. So all is going good in Hurricane Highway land.
That's amazing. Now you're over, we were just talking off air, but you're based over at Westport in County Mayo.
Yeah, in the west of Ireland area. So it's the sun is out today, but it wasn't like that for the last week. There's been a lot of different mixed weather conditions between snow and storm and rain and everything. But yeah, it seems to have cleared up a little bit, and the temperature's gone up a little bit. So reporting is all good here today in Westport and County Mayo, yeah.
Yeah, when I lived in Dublin, I think it rained from the time I got there until the day I left.
Five years of rain.
It actually was sunny when my friends came over, and they sat outside and got sunburnt in Dublin, and then the next day it rained because I was working.
Even when I go to America, go over there and back and over all the time, and they can't understand. They just say, does it rain? Does it really rain all the time? Does it really rain all the time in Ireland?
No, please.
And we get one.
Tell us about
We get one summer day a year. It gets up to, we nearly get to 20 degrees. So
I'm laughing because I know this to be true. What is your earliest musical memory?
What is my earliest musical memory? My earliest musical memory is getting my guitar when I was 11. My dad bought it for my birthday. If that's a musical memory... I suppose I got the guitar and I just started to learn a few chords the first song I ever learned on the guitar was Heart of Gold, Neil Young, and Sweet Home Alabama, them kind of songs. And that was the first, I think, two songs I learned on the guitar, and then just started singing along with the guitar and just took to it from there on, and I never stopped since. And I toured, I've done a lot of different touring, as you know, but also I was in a covers band for years. So I played I played in every place that has electricity right across Ireland, basically. Yeah. Every venue, every club, every pub. So I'd done that for 15 plus years, maybe more, a bit more than that. Yeah, so I learned the craft that way of being in a van on the road with guys and, you know, different personalities, falling in and out of relationships, love with the lads, you know, getting on with them, that kind of, everybody's different, and it was great fun. We had super times like that, and then Hurricane Highway was born about 2014, 2015 kind of time, and with my business partner here, Kevin Collins, and then every Tuesday, which we progress on from that, we write every Tuesday, so I write with my good partners in America, which is Nancy Moser, who lives in Kentucky, and we write like this through Zoom, and Kevin Rowe, which is my other songwriting partner and business partner over there. So I write with them every Tuesday from 3 until 6. We do it online, and then our team in Nashville then, and everything's basically kind of managed and run out of Nashville. So yeah, so it's amazing how Zoom has, helped our career so much. Yeah,
I mean, I love the harmonies. The production of the tracks are gorgeous. They're like ear tingling, very, very good. So do you sort of record vocals, guitar at home, then send it over, and do they put it all together in the studio over there, or do you do it here?
Sometimes we do it both ways. We do it both ways, but we have done it the way you said. Yeah, we do it that way as well. But with the Nashville album, we recorded it all in Nashville. We've done the whole lot of it there, all the vocals, guitars, everything, and worked with a serious team over there on that, and a brilliant producer called Ryan Nasebo. And then I'm Cool With It then was produced in a different studio, which we work with as well, which Beard Music Group, and basically they have had some of the biggest names record there, like Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts. You know, over the years, they're a long time going, so they're absolutely brilliant. We love working with them, the production with them, and the end result always comes out. So we're working with them, that team, a lot over there. And yeah, and then the other way, which you just said, it can sometimes I do vocals in Dublin, where you used to live, and I do vocals and guitars and stuff like that there, and we piece all the different bits together after we write the song, and that's how it's done. And then Kevin Rowe lives in Chicago, so he'd go down from Chicago down to Nashville, and he oversees all that area of it and the production and all that sort of stuff to make sure, you know, he's really a hands-on approach there, and he's his own studio in the house that he builds the track as we're writing as well sometimes. So we'll either just write the song or else build the track as we're writing it as well. That's a new kind of formula that a lot of them are doing. So we do that as well. And that gives us a basis of to put it to them as this is kind of the way we want it. And then we try to get it to the best finished product we can. We're very particular in our productions and stuff like that, how, you know, attention to detail. So
yeah, we really you can hear that. Did you remember, Ed, the very first song you wrote and how old were you? I know you said you got the guitar at 11, but do you remember the first original song you wrote and what it was about?
Oh, God, I don't, but it was probably terrible. It was terrible. There was a few songs, and I just off the top of my head, oh, God, we actually, when I was, I won a kind of, there was this competition, I go way back to this, and in the covers band I was in, and we just done it like a pub competition, and there was 80 bands in it, and we came first in it, and we wrote a load of songs really fast, myself and another guy, and we had to perform them as the heats went on in that bar. But that bar was actually owned by Louis Welch's brother at the time. So he, because Louis Welch is from Mayo, in a place in Mayo called Kilchimaw. So that bar was owned by his brother. And the prize was to bring you over to New York to record for 2 weeks. So that was my first kind of introduction into America and stuff. And maybe I got the bug from that, you know, like that I wanted it. That was it. Yeah. But it was years after that I went, that was back in maybe 2003 or 4 or 5 or something like that. But we went on to do, after we released one or two of our own songs in the cover band, we went on to play that O2 in the park, and there was 100,000 people at it. So that was great for a 22-year-old, you know, to do that at that time. But yeah, going right back to that was kind of the first part of it, you know.
Wow, and to get to go to New York, that's a good one.
Yeah,
off the back of it.
That's the first song. So I think there was a song called "You're Out the Rain." There was a song called "Be Free." There was loads of different songs like that, and I've never talked about them since then. It's the first interview, so that's a good question.
And also, you'll probably now be going, I wonder what those chords were for that track, and if I can do something with those, maybe this afternoon, or when you do your little writing.
Exactly. Yeah. We should start working. let's start working on it now.
What's your favourite lyric? I did ask you this off air because I always like to give musicians a chance, but sometimes when you write a song, you have that where you go, oh, that lyric, that's just brilliant. I'm really pleased with it. So for you, what song is it and what was the lyric?
Well, that's a very hard question, man. You had about 3.5 minutes to think about it there. But I will tell you, this is kind of around, this maybe is a politician's answer to that, but I'll give it anyway. what I would say is I've written a lot of songs, and especially over the last 3 or 4 years since I started working with all the American team and more intensely, and for the, like, we write, there's a company that they were writing for, the songwriters, and Lindsay Music Group, and basically they've had the hit with Garrett Brooks, The Dance, Tony Arata. Yeah. So that's the company, they write songs for them as well. So I'm involved in that as well with them. So writing songs. So if other artists, you know, for songs for other artists and stuff like that. But so going back to your question, that was way too much of a politician's answer, but going back to your question and answering that properly is, when I was recording the Nashville album, this is a moment that stands out. So it was basically the Baby I Do is probably the biggest song we've had to date, and one of the most songs I'm really proud of, and it being getting into the top 50 in the US as well, and being at 46. So I'm really proud of that one, and it's done really well on the Hot Disc. It's the longest running number one ever on the Hot Disc chart. So I remember when I was recording that song, and this is kind of, I don't know if it's my favorite lyric in terms of all the songs I've written, because I'd have to go back through, and I've never been asked that question before. But I remember when I was recording that song that I could feel the hair standing on the back of my neck kind of moment. Is like, so the bridge part goes and we'll do it like, I'll choose you for the rest of my life. Keep on listening. Want you for my wife, to heaven or who, heart and soul. Ooh. I remember that moment. So I just had the guitar there. I was hoping it was going to be in tune. I just had to check. I never checked it because I wasn't going to do that, but I just said off the cuff. Thank God it was.
You've got a cracking voice, and I just knew you were going to sound exactly the same as you do on the record. I just knew. And that's when you...
I was there. I'm just, you know, it's early morning and the breakfast, and you're like, oh, after... it's going straight into it there. But so it's the bridge part of Baby I Do, basically. Yeah. I'll cherish you for the rest of my life. Take my last name. Want you for my wife, to have and to hold, heart and soul. And that moment, when I was recording that, that's the kind of pinnacle moment of the album for me.
Yeah.
Recording that and the between that one and it just was a moment, you know, in the vocal booth that I just felt, wow, this is a brilliant moment. And I want to cherish this, because sometimes I hear a lot of musicians talk about this as well. Like sometimes, you know, everything's kind of moving fast and you don't actually enjoy the moment at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're anxious about what, you know, you have to do next or where you have to go next or on a radio show or, you know, which I love to do in radio shows. But, you're on to the next thing. You might be recording, you might be playing a gig, you might be. So it's all kind of move, go, go, go. But, it's to enjoy the moment, and sometimes it's hard to do that, but that was one of the moments, and I just was like, you know, this is special, this song is special, and it went on to do great things, and it's still doing good for us, and we're really pleased with, you know, how it went. So, yeah, that's kind of my answer as of now, and the next time you ask me, I'll probably have the proper answer, not a politician's answer.
That's fine. The other question I'm going to ask you, and I do ask all musicians this, and most of them, nearly 99%, have said yes. Do you ever feel when you're writing a song that it's gifted to you from the universe? It comes through so quickly. It's almost like you didn't write it. It's quite spiritual.
Yes. I didn't kind of grab the first part of what you said there, but I get what you're saying. Yes, some songs do come together really fast. Some songs do come together, and then other songs can really linger on. You have to go, put them aside, go back to them, revisit them, go back, all that kind of stuff. So there's no set formula how to write a song. Sometimes you come up with the lyrics, sometimes you come up with the music, a melody, you know, a different pattern, all that sort of stuff. There's loads of different ways, but we kind of have a little routine going, and the more you write, the more you get better at all that. And you know your intro, how long that should be before you hit the first verse, the first chorus, you know, how, when that should be hitting, especially for radio kind of, hits and stuff like that. And if it's going to be a single, it can't be too long, you know, like that. So we're well aware of all that kind of stuff. And we write kind of to that formula. But yeah, that's kind of, if that answers your question.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I can see that I'm cool with it. It's 2:58, and I quite like this new kind of thing, because songs were getting, sometimes people send songs and they're like 4.5 minutes. And
it doesn't work.
No, it needs to be so you go, oh, I wanted another chorus. I wanted to hear that bridge again, but you don't get it. And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, because you want more rather than less.
Yeah, you just do a two-song lead out, or two-line lead out of the chorus, basically, instead of doing a full chorus.
Yeah.
That's kind of sometimes in a song like that's going to work really. Keep it within the 3 minutes. Anything outside that is gone too long. You know, sometimes you would get away with the 3.5. It depends on the song. If it's a slower song, maybe it has to go a little bit longer. You know, 3:15, 3:25, 3:30. But anything. 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes. It doesn't work for radio. It has to be, you know, keep it simple.
Do you like performing live, or do you prefer recording, or you love them both for different reasons?
I love live. I love live as well. Yeah, I love both. I love recording as well. I like the process of that too. But I love seeing the end product. You know, when it all comes together. Sometimes you can get a bit bored and frustrated in the studio, because, you know, stuff. songs might be turning. It's like you might have a total different vision of a song, the way it's meant to be. And then when there's more and more stuff put on it, can sometimes songs can get too overcrowded, or they can, and you have to take stuff off them. Yeah. But if you get the end result, that's if the end result comes out the way you want it, that's good. But sometimes stuff can come a completely different direction, and then you're not fully happy with the song. But you know, that can happen too. But yeah, live, just the energy you get off a live audience, and the buzz and the feeling of that is just, every musician talks about that, and it's something we can't go without. I don't think, you know, we need that to keep us keep us energized, and keep us wanting to do it all the time, and wanting us to produce more music and everything like that. So that's exciting part. That's when, you know, you can perform, and hearing people sing a song back that you've written or something like that is absolutely brilliant. You know, I really enjoy that part.
What's the plan for 2025? Have you got
2025? We're going to be releasing more music. I'm Cool With It is out now. It's on all the streaming platforms. Check it out on Spotify. It's doing really, really well. We're so pleased with the way the response to this song. We're really pleased how the song came out, the production. We put an awful lot into that song. And we're going to be releasing more music, as I say, hopefully heading back to America. The dates aren't set in stone or anything yet, but we're hopefully heading back to America again. Looking forward to that. More shows, shows around Ireland. We've got some shows coming up towards the end of December as well, in Ireland as well. So they'll be up on our Facebooks. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the streaming platforms and all the social media platforms. Yeah. So more music, as you say, 2025, more music, and heading back to America and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So you've got it all.
That's the plan. Write more songs. Keep writing. Getting better.
Tell us about the song I'm Cool With It, because we're going to end the interview with this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm Cool With It. It's basically, it's about a guy that's, he's just going with the free flow, basically. And his partner, he's cool with whatever. This is basically it in a line or two. He's cool with whatever she wants to do. So he's like, well, I'll leave it up to you. If you want to, you know, change that radio station, as is one of the lines in it, putting her feet out the window when they're cruising along the highway, you know, or just when they're chilling out at the beach, putting feeling the wind in her hair, just walking along the beach, doing... So he's cool with whatever she wants to do. She wants to, you know, so he's going with the flow. He's just saying, listen, I leave all the decisions to you, which sometimes is the best thing to do. And he's cool to go with whatever she... So that's basically it in a nutshell. So it's all the lines are kind of written towards that. Now there's another guy that that is involved with us on this song. And the last song is Casey Timmer, who has written... He wrote the first major hit for Kelsey Ballerini. So Casey is on this one along with Kevin Rowe and Mitch Hammer. Nancy Moser is our other writer as well. So we're all in the team. And so Casey Timmer wrote Love That You Love That along with them. And I'm Cool With This. And he wrote Yeah Boy. I'm not sure if you know that one. I think it was one of Kelsey Ballerini's very first hits. So Yeah Boy, it was called. So yeah, that's who's involved in this one.
It's very classy, as you heard from the first track I played, Home Team. The production is just gorgeous. You want more, you're going to get 2 minutes 58, because they just like to keep it under the 3 minutes. So you go, more. I bet, do you do longer versions when you're on stage to get when people start singing? I bet you must do, carry on. Go around another verse. Go around another chorus.
Yeah. Or more. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. It's been wonderful to chat to you. I've been looking forward to chatting to you for such a long time, Ed. The music is superb. Hurricane Highway, you'll find them across socials. You've got Linktree where people can have a look as well with all your Spotify links. But you're on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify. You'll be on Apple Music. Just type in Hurricane Highway. And it always helps band if you go and add them to your playlists and have a listen. And also, if you really love a band, what about a great idea of actually buying merchandise or buying a song? Because that obviously really helps bands to carry on doing tours and to put more money into making more songs. So, if you know, we all buy a coffee now and again, but if people just spent that little bit of money on a song, it would make so much difference to musicians, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
There we go. He's nodding. He understands. I understand the pain. Don't you worry. It's been
I'm just listening so I get take every, so I hear everything in there.
That's all right. I always get on my high horse about musicians and trying to earn money because I love to do that. Now, would you like to introduce your song? And thanks very much for talking to us, Ed.
Yeah, thanks so much, Michelle, for having me on. And I want to wish you and all your listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks so much. It's been fantastic to chat to you. And this is our brand new single I made from Hurricane Highway. It's called I'm Cool With It. Check it out on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Baby, I'm cool with it every time.
Thanks so much, Michelle. It was fantastic to talk to you. Thanks so much. And I'll talk to you again soon. Have a lovely Christmas to yourself and the family.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
If you want to change that radio station, playing that way back to something bumping that new school, baby, that's all right. Yeah, it's all about you tonight. If you want to take your place.